Okay, I want to speak to you today about a topic which I found very intriguing. Why don't we commemorate Hanukkah for 9 days? Hanukkah is only 8 days, as if it's not long enough. What? The menorah only has placeholders for 8 candles. Not for none. That's the reason why we only celebrate Hanukkah for.
Maybe we should celebrate 9 and make those absolutes. It'll
get rid of the Shabbos. I saw some environmentalists beg all of the Jews that this year we should light one less candle than we normally would. That way, the carbon emissions will save the environment.
I heard that.
Carbon emissions. Carbon emissions. What? Made a calculation of how many Jews light Hanukkah candles and how many candles are lit and how much carbon goes into the environment. But one less candle, can you imagine? There won't be another hurricane if we only light on the 8th day of Hanukkah 7 candles instead of lighting a... Okay, but why is... Why should we? What would be a reason why we should commemorate Hanukkah for 9 days? What's the havamina of this question? So there are two reasons why it would appear that we should commemorate Hanukkah for 9 days. Number one, Sfeika D'Yoma. We live in Chutz Liaretz. We're going to go through this in great detail. We live in Chutz Liaretz. So just like when it comes to all of the other Chagim, comes to Rosh Hashanah. I mean, Rosh Hashanah is a little bit different, even Eretz Shol. But when it comes to Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, there's such a concept of Sfeika D'Yoma. And Minigav HaSeinu B'Yodeinu. Let's go back to the time of the miracle, time of the Avadim, during the time of the Baal Yesheni, right in the middle of the Baal Yesheni when this miracle happened. Not everyone was living in Eretz Yisrael. Not everyone was living in Eretz Yisrael. There were people that were living in Bavel. There were people that were living all over the world. And the Shluchim, L'Chayra, did not get to out to every corner of the world in 25 days from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Kislev until the 25th day of Hanukkah to inform them that today is the 25th day and not the 24th day, and you should know when to light candles. So why don't we minigav osenu biyodinu continue to commemorate, at least in Chutz Liaretz, certainly we're not able to get from Eretz Yisrael to America in those days, in 25 days? So we should commemorate minigav osenu biyodinu. What we should really do is the first day of Hanukkah we should light one, and we should go all the way up to 9, just in case. Well, just in case we have to figure out how it would work out, but there should be 9 days of commemorating the miracle mission Sveika D'Yom. That's one question. What? So Purim, why? So Rabbi Shain is this. Why don't we say the same with regard to Purim? And this, that's also a question. There, the solution given is it says in the pasuk Vilo Ya'avar. There is a hakpada. Purim is a much more complicated holiday because there are different days to celebrate the holiday. This is the first Mishnah, Masechta Megillah. Some place they commemorate the holiday on the 13th or the 12th, the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 15th, a city which has walls. So being that the holiday itself is commemorated on different calendar days, and the Gemara concludes, V'lo Ya'avar, you may not pass over the proper day, there's more of an insistency that it not be commemorated more than is absolutely necessary. So Purim, we can work it out. There's more room. Right, we don't have a pasuk. There is no such thing as a Kitzei Kodesh. We have Sefer Maccabees, Sefer Yehudis. There are from the Apocrypha different books that discuss Hanukkah in great detail, but we don't have a psukim with the authority of Kitzei Kodesh to make drashos in Mamari Chazal v'lo yavar. You can't pass a Persian calendar day. So this
was Kiddush Lavanah done.
Kiddush Chodesh. Yes, it was done during. It was done even after the Churban Bayis Sheni. It was done way.
The Avadim took away with it.
And the Avadim tried, and that's why the Gemaras, they did it in secret. They had secret shluchim, they had coats. They would send messengers with coats. There's a lot of history, a lot of stories about how they would send out the messengers to inform that they were Mekadesh to Levana without the Yevanim and the Goyim knowing that they have done so. Even the Romans. The time of the Baal Yesheni is 420 years And the time of the Yevanim, the 180 years, is jam-packed with history and with... And I remember years ago, I was watching a documentary on the State of Israel. So State of Israel, okay, now it's 60, well, how many years? 60-some years. So then when I was watching this, I was a little kid then, so I must have been, I met Begelman, it was 40 years, 45 years. I was a little kid, I was watching these videos and documentaries and these... What was him? Abba Eden? What's his name?
Abba Eden.
History. So it's like a 10-hour documentary. Goes over a couple of days. You get dizzy listening. You know, every 5 minutes there's another story. There's another tkufa, and this is over 40 years. And it's relatively speaking very simple. I mean, how much you know Palestinians and Israelis and there's wars and there are wars. You're dealing with 180 years of the Yevanim. It's much more dense. And if you can get dizzy watching a documentary over the establishment of the State of Israel, which is not all that complex. I mean, it's complex, but it's not... 180 years of the Yevanim went on, back and forth, and Alexander the Great and how the Malchus was divided and all of these coups and whatnot went on there. There's a lot going on. And in the Chalam, you're 100% correct. They were Mekadosh Levana, absolutely, and they were Gezeros, and they had to do it in secret. And there are many stories on how they went about doing this. But this is one major, major issue. Why don't we apply the principle of Sekud Yoma? Purim is not a question, because Purim, we have a pasuk that tells you you may not make use of Sekud Yoma, Velo Yavar, and you only celebrate Purim for one day, no matter where you are in the world. It's Gezeros HaKasav, you do the best that you can, and that's a different discussion. But Chanukah,
we lane.
Yeah.
And Kusel Aretz, you say Biyam HaShemi, Biyam HaShemi, split Biyam, and then you go to Biyam HaShlish.
That's because we need Psukim. That's only because we need the Psukim. We know we have to have three Aliyos, and each one must have the Nesiim.
You repeat Biyam HaShemi instead of Biyam HaShlish.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not aware of that. Okay, that's a very interesting point. So you're saying that there, they repeat the same thing over and over again, and we just say we do have a degree of Sfeka Diyoma. Okay, so you're saying that there is some practice, Sfeka Diyoma. I have to look into that. I'm not aware. Okay. Okay, so
there
is. Chanukah, talking about Chanukah. The learning of Chanukah, he's saying in Eretz Yisrael, is done differently than it's done in America, to reflect that in America, even though we light a certain number of candles, we still, to some degree, there's a token fulfillment of Sfeka Diyoma in the way we do, though we arrange the Kriyas HaTorah. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, there is no Sfeik Dima whatsoever, so they basically repeat the same day three times over and over again. Okay, that's very interesting, which I was not aware of. That has to be, I have to look into that a little bit more. Okay, that's Ish number one. Ish number two, the Ran. There's a famous Ran. The Ran says, why is the miracle of Hanukkah 8 days? The Ran says, because where was the oil located? In the city called Tekoa. The Yerushalayim, the basin is Yerushalayim, and to get to Tekoa takes 4 days. To travel by foot or by animal from Yerushalayim to Tekoa. I wonder if anyone today has tried to retrace the footsteps of the people who went. They're always trying to do those type of things in modern times, to retrace the footsteps of the pioneers, of the ancients who did certain things. So they cleansed the Beis HaMikdash. There was no oil. They lit the only flesh they could find, and they right away sent messengers to the city of Tekoa, where oil was manufactured, and it took them 4 days to get there and 4 days to return, for a grand total of 8 days. That's what the Ran says. 4 days. Ran is a Rishon. 4 days one way and 4 days back. What's the obvious question? Shabbos. You're not allowed to travel on Shabbos. So we should have taken 9 days. 4 days to go, 4 days to come back, but one of those eight, those days they had to rest for Shabbos. So how then are you allowed to have, why isn't it 9 days? So a lot of Mepharshim, they reject the Ran. There are other reasons why it's 8 days. It's not because it took 8 days to get the oil. The truth is it's because they were Tamei Meis, so they had to undergo a process of Tahara, which is 7 days plus one. They were Tamei on the first day, then they had 7 clean days, on the 8th day they were Tar. So that's not necessarily the only reason. And the other reason given was simply, it took 8 days to press the olives. Olives have to be pressed. They didn't go to Tekoa, it was local. So that's the Ran is not such a difficulty, because there are many other Rishonim that say that the reason why we have 8 days is not because of the traveling time, but because of Tumah v'Tahara and the amount of time that it took to physically create the oil, which took 8 days, even if it was done locally in Yerushalayim. And even according to the Ran, when it says 4 days, he doesn't mean 4 days, he means it took a grand total of 8 days, which includes resting on Shabbos, includes the amount of time it took to prepare the oil. So there are ways to get around the Ran. So the only real difficulty then is the Inyan of Sveika de Yoima. So let me give you a whole number of answers, some very interesting answers why we don't apply Sveika de Yoima. The first is the simplest, is the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says, that's right, they did have 8 days, 9 days, in places where the messengers did not reach on time. Indeed, they did commemorate Hanukkah in those areas for 9 days, Mishum Sveika D'Yoma. The reason why today we commemorate only 8 days, because we are Bekim Bekviya D'Yarcha. We are experts in the calendar, and therefore we know what the calendar is. There's no longer a need to commemorate it for 9 days. So you'll ask me if that's the case when it comes to the Chagim of Rav, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, who also Bezman Hazeh, we are no. So the answer is Minag Avoseinu B'Yodeinu. But here is the proof. The proof is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the same Sveika D'Yoma. Why don't we commemorate Yom Kippur for 2 days? Why don't we fast for 2 days in a row? Why don't we go to Shul Yom Kippur for 2 days in a row? Why not? So it's too difficult. So we'll find a solution. We'll eat Pachas Mikashir. So the answer is, we know the calendar. That's the answer. This inyan of Minag Avoseinu B'Yodeinu, Minag is a very good topic for today, Minag Avoseinu B'Yodeinu, is only where it's reasonable. Where you're putting Klal Yisrael in a situation of extreme difficulty, like fasting for 2 days in a row, even if the second day you're going to eat Pachas Mikashir, it's much too difficult. Then we can fall back on the principle that Bizman Hazeh, after the Churban Hasheni, it was put into motion a permanent calendar. We are Bikim Bikvir Diyarche, and being Bikvir Diyarche overrides the concept of Minuk Avoseinu Biyodeinu. The truth is, Bizman Shabbos HaMitzvah, we know for a fact, Bizman Shabbos HaMitzvah Yekayim, and they were Makashal Piriya, people that lived far away in Chutz Liaretz, did observe 2 days Yom Kippur. They did. The Sveika D'Yoma. There's no way to get out of it. If you don't know when Yom Kippur is, it might be today, it might be tomorrow, you have no choice but to observe 2 days Yom Kippur. And if you're going to find yourself in a Pikuach Nefesh, where you fast one day, and now the second day you're starving, you're about to die, okay, you could eat Pikuach Nefesh, is Deicha Kol HaMitzvah Shebetayra. Or you could eat Pachas Mikashir. It was observed for 2 days in Chutz Liaretz, yeah. Yeah.
Why we don't have 2 days?
2 days, yeah. Yom Kippur, right?
Shabbos.
Okay.
You know, Yom Kippur on Sunday.
So maybe that's another reason. It's too difficult,
so
yeah.
Why can't that answer also be for 2 days?
It could be 2 days Yom Kippur. What do you mean?
No, 2 days.
No, this is not as a malacha. You're allowed to do malacha. On a regular Yom.
No. The only malacha I can do is cooking.
Echol nefesh.
Yeah, but what about all the other?
It appears that's not too much. As long as you can eat. The ikar is eating. Eating plays a very prominent role in halacha. If a person can eat, he's safe. He can do malacha to eat. So you don't do malacha, so you don't mow the lawn. You'll survive. You don't go to work. You don't go online. You don't look at your emails. The world goes on. It's therapeutic once a week. I'm sure there are going to be studies. There are going to be studies today. No, the average person, the average firm person, is addicted to email. I know I am.
Yes.
If you don't check your email for a few hours, you go out of your mind.
Exactly.
And what comes in?
Exactly.
Nothing. Nothing important.
Same,
nothing I can do. Shabbos, yet, look at that. 24 hours, 25 hours, no email. It's remarkable. It's remarkable. Now, Goyim, we all know, work with Goyim. It's like they can't believe it. They cannot believe that we did not check our email. You don't want to come to work on Saturday. All right. You're not available Saturday. But you're not even going to check your email on Saturday? They can't believe it. They can't believe... What?
What?
No, that's the... I don't know. I want to do a study. Yeah, what?
Don't turn on your television.
Right. Yeah.
Or into the
phone. But it's different. This, I think, we already sense the addiction of social media. It's. I want to look at your studies that it's an amazing thing. For one day a week, we're trained, we're programmed. One day a week, that's it. It's off. It's an amazing idea, amazing concept that we're able to do that. People are chain smokers. It's really. It's there's a. There's a lot of psychology to this, that for one day a week, they're able. It's not hard for them. The whole week, they're addicted. One after another, okay, it's mamish, they're killing themselves. They know that. Shabbos, they're able for one day a week not to smoke. How are you able to do it? It's something which is very. What? Before they walk out of shul, while they have in their locker, they have cigarettes, and on the way out, they're already lit up. Okay, so we have a precedent. So this is the answer. The Minchas Chinuch is very important. Where? I don't know where. I know. I don't know where. I do not know where. I'll blame that there. I'll try to get you the source.
Okay.
So the Minchas Chinuch says, Enochnami, indeed, in ancient times, they did observe Chanukah for 9 days, Mishum Seikah D'Yoma. But Bizman HaZeh, being that we are Bikim B'Kfir D'Yarchei, there's no need anymore to observe. And we have a precedent for this. Look at Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur also, in ancient times, they observed Yom Kippur for 2 days. They had no choice. And if you want to be out of town for Yom Kippur, then you're putting yourself, you have no one to blame but yourself. Move closer to Eretz Yisrael, where you'll know where. But Bizman HaZeh, no one observes 2 days Yom Kippur because we are Bikim B'Kfir D'Yarchei in the calendar. And the nail of that annuls this difficulty of Sveika Minagavo Seinu Biodenu. Chanukah, being that it's only Midrabanan, it's not Minatoira, so we're also able to take advantage of we are Bikim B'Kfir D'Yarchei, and therefore only 8 days and not 9. There's a very solid answer. But the answer also, not only is it solid, it also is Mechazik the question. It gives legitimacy to the question. It should be 9 days. There really is no excuse. But Bizman, and it was 9 days. Bizman Hazeh, we are Bikim B'Kfir D'Yarchei. So say that by Chagin Minigavosin. Here it's only Midrabanan, and we're not going to say Minigavosin Nibiodenu. What's the proof? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is also Minigavosin Nibiodenu, but it's too difficult because you can't fast for 2 days. So we fall off from Minigavosin Nibiodenu and we follow the principle of Biki and Bikvi Adiyach. That's one very nice answer. Now here's another very nice answer. So it's from the Sefer Knesset HaGedol. It's a beautiful answer. What's the reason why we observe 2 days? 2 days Pesach and Chutzliar, it's 2 days Shavuos. It's because it might very well be that this day is Kodesh. The second, what we think is the first day Chol HaMoed, it might very well be, let's go back in ancient times, before we were Bikim B'Kfir D'Yarchei, it might really be that today is Kodesh. Today is really the Tiz Yom Tov. And if we're going to treat this day as Chol, we're going to be Mizalzel in Kodesh. We're going to violate negative commandments. We're going to degrade a day that's sacred. We can't take that risk. We have no choice but to assume that today is Kodesh and treat the day as such. Now, even though Bizman HaZeh, it's not relative because B'Kvim B'Kvim D'Yachay Minagav Aseinu B'Yodeinu. Chanukah. Is Chanukah a holy day? No. Chanukah, as far as we are concerned, is a Yom Chol. It's a mundane day. You can go to work. There's no restriction whatsoever. It's not even like a Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, Noshim don't do Mulacha. It's a Yom Tif. It will one day be a Yom Tif. Chanukah is not a Yom Tif.
No.
Chanukah was never established as a Yom Tif that will one day be a Yom Tif. It was a Yom Tif. Noshim maybe have a minute, they don't do Mulacha when the Ner is Salit. It's not a Yom Tif, not even like Rosh Chodesh. Zero. We commemorate a holiday. We commemorate the holiday of what happened in the time of the Avonim, and we light Neros. So you don't say the principle of Sveika D'Yoma when you just want to enhance, or you want to commemorate something. When the day may indeed be holy, and if you're not going to treat it as holy, you're going to be violating desecration. Oh, desecration? You have no choice but to be machmir and assume, say, the principle sake of the Yoma. But when there's no desecration, let's say it's the ninth day of Chanukah. Let's say it's really, you know, today really is Chanukah. We blew it. The calendar, we were off by one day. Today, have I done anything wrong today by not saying Al HaNisim? By not lighting Chanukah candles? Have I degraded, have I desecrated the day? Absolutely not. I haven't harmed the day. The day is a regular day. The only thing that I failed to do was I didn't commemorate what happened on this day in the time of the Avonim. That is not enough of a reason for us to commemorate Sekhed Yom. There's not enough of a reason to say Minig Avoseinu Biyodeinu, especially since we are Mikimik V'diyache. It's a very important principle of what is the essence of Sveika Dioma. Now, another interesting idea. And this is a very simple. Let me first say something very, very simple. In ancient times, I mean, this really goes back to the Minchas Chinuch. In ancient times, the times of when the miracle happened, times of the Avonim, Jews did not live only in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. They lived all over Eretz Yisrael. They lived all over the world. With the Shluchim, it never happened. The Shluchim had to travel more than 25 days to get to the furthest. Jews living in the far ends of the civilized world did not take more than 25 days. When it came to Pesach and it came to Sukkot, it was 15 days. Or especially Sukkot dealing with Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, 10 days. And Sukkot, Pesach, there's 15 days. So then, 15 days, there were parts, there were regions where Jews were living that were not able to make contact with them within 15 days. But 25 days, Chof Hei, most of the vast majority of the civilized world, the Jews living in the civilized world, they were able to reach them within 25 days. So in Mitzias, there was never really an issue of reaching Jews of Sekhed Yom, since it never happened. And then by the time it did become an issue already, there was a calendar in place that we were Bikvi Diyache. There's no Minig Avoseinu Biyodeinu. If there were Jews living in the North Pole, Jews living in New Zealand, okay, to get to New Zealand it takes longer than it takes to get to China. That's the most extreme. From New York to New Zealand is like, well, you have to go from Eretz Yisrael, so maybe it's not so far. It's not such a trip. But at the time when the miracle happened, there were no Jews living so far away that had to come on to Sekhed Yom. And by the time Jews found themselves in parts of the world where they were so far away that they would not be able to physically travel from Eretz Yisrael to those parts of the world, there already was a calendar was in place. So there is no Minig Avoseinu Biyodeinu. When it came to the 15 days of Pesach, when they established Pesach, there were Jews living far away where they could not be reached, so they had to observe 2 days, Sekhed Yom. So, now there's a calendar, Kvi Diyarcha, no, Minig Avoseinu Biyodeinu. But they didn't have that issue when it came to Chanukah. Chanukah was, most of the Jews were living there at Tishol, living in Bavel. Bavel was within 25 days from where the Yerushalayim was. They were able to be reached. There was never Minig Avoseinu Biyodeinu, Kvi Diyarcha. Now people find themselves other in the world. Doesn't make a difference. You don't even, it's not something which was practical. It's another very interesting approach to explain why we don't have these 9 days. Okay, now here's an answer I like very, very much. This is a beautiful answer. I don't know who says this. I saw this in this new sefer called Inside Chanukah. It's a new sefer, very good sefer. Packed encyclopedia of thought, of ideas on Chanukah, Inside Chanukah. And there he says, I don't remember his name. Brand new, hot off the press. I just was glancing through it and I saw this topic and he says there's a beautiful answer. When it comes to Pesach, there's no inyan of 7 days, 8 days. Pesach is a holiday. Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. On the first day, on the seventh day, we commemorate, it's a week, Sukkot, the Shmini Atzeres. So with Sekhed Yom, we'll commemorate for another day, 9 days. Shavuos, 1 day, 2 days. It's true. It's Jewish. They're nice in Yonim. Pesach is a week. Shmini Atzeres is the 8th day. Uvayom Hashmini Atzeres Yelachem. 8 is L'mal Merchateva. But that's not the focus. That's not the focus of the Yom Tov. The essence of Chanukah is 8 days. This is the essence of the miracle. You cannot separate the number 8 from Chanukah. It is the essence. Pesach It happens to be 7 days. And 7 days are a very important part of Pesach. But the number seven is not the essence of Pesach. Shmini Atzeres, the Sukkot, there are 7 days of Sukkot, and then there's Shmini Atzeres. It's true, the Torah uses numbers, but those numbers are not the essence of the festival. Chanukah, the essence is 8 days. And it lit for 8 days. It lit for 8 days. Why 8 days? Because they had to be mitahar themselves. It took 8 days. It took 8 days to retrieve the oil. It took 8 days to prepare the oil. Whatever it is, it's not an accident that it's 8 days. It is the essence of the holiday. It is lamala miderech hateva. 7 days is teva. 8 days lamala miderech hateva. So you cannot institute a takana of sveika diyoma of 9 days, when if you're going to have a 9 day holiday, you're ruining, you're detracting from the essence of what the holiday is all about. Does it make sense to have a holiday of 9 days when the essence is 8 days? That's not a holiday. It's a whole new look at the holiday, a whole new look at understanding Sveika Dyoma. And therefore, even if you'll tell me there were Jews that lived in the far-flung parts of the world and they did practice it, it doesn't matter. You do the best you can. If you're not perfect, you don't do it perfectly, so it's not. Not everything in this world is perfect. We know that. You do the best that you can, and that's all you need to do. Okay, another very nice idea. We know there's a machlokes beis Shammai and beis Hillel. Do you count? Is it poiches v'hoilech or is it moisef v'hoilech? On the first of Chanukah, we pile beis Hillel 1 and we go up. According to beis Shammai, what do? We go down. Let's assume we live in New Zealand and there is something called Sveika Dyoma and there's something called Minigam Hosein Biyadeinu, and we have no choice but to observe 9 days of Chanukah. So let me ask you, according to Beis Shammai, how are we going to observe the holiday? Now you can't start with 8 and go down to 1 and then what are you going to go down to 0? What are you going to do? Just light the Shamas. On day 9 you'll just light the Shamas. You can't do that.
Or you light again 1.
So the logical answer is, if you're going to have to celebrate 9 days, exactly. That's the logical assumption. That's how the place can. So what do you want to do? You want to celebrate 9 days? So according to Beis Hillel, okay, you go from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. Moisef Ha'ilach, you got to do something to show you're going up. According to Beis Shammai, what are you going to do? You're going to go down. You're going to go down, you have to start from 9. If you start from 9, you go down, what number will you be up to on the 5th day of Hanukkah? 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Oh, 5th day, you're lighting 5 candles. 5 candles on the 5th day of Hanukkah. According to Beis Hillel, how many candles will you be lighting on the 5th day of Hanukkah?
5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's the 5th day of Hanukkah. Is it noticeable that we're following Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel? Now this is an inyan. I'm touching about something which is a major, major topic, which if someone is not into this, they'll laugh at this, but it is a major part of the mitzvah of Chanukah. Is you have to show, it has to be clear as day that we follow Beis Hillel, not Beis Shammai. If you start with 8, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. It's 4. Beis Hillel, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You'll never have the same number of Neros, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel. So there's no way in the world you can have a 9-day Chanukah, because if you have a 9-day Chanukah, you're not going to be able to show the world that we follow Beis Hillel and not Beis Shammai. Another whole approach. What? On the fifth day. It's all or nothing.
I used to show my grandchildren that I had 11 fingers.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I did 9, 7, 6, 5.
That's a great joke. Okay. I just learned something I'm going to use.
You were never a kid when we were.
Okay, that's a very, very excellent. Okay, so this is another very interesting idea. Now let me tell you a more chassidish idea, and then I'm going to tell you a wild answer. This is bizarre as it gets, and the last one I'll tell you, but the more chassidish approach is that why do we commemorate 2 days Pesach in Chutz Liaretz? So, besides sake of the Yom, let's put all of that in Chassidish and Mahal Zoe's, you know, it's a whole different world. Is Avira de Eretz Yisrael Machkin. When you narrate Yisrael, the Kedusha is so intense. You can absorb the full lesson, the full dosage of Kedusha, you can absorb within 1 day. You're in Eretz Yisrael, you're observing Pesach, you've experienced the whole Pesach in 1 day. It's an overkill. If I'm going to observe Pesach 2 days, Eretz Yisrael, I'll go out of my mind. Too much Pesach. I got it. In 1 day, there's a certain clarity, there's a certain Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, which one is able to absorb very quickly in Eretz Yisrael. Avira de Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Liaretz, we're very weak. I've heard this idea many times. We're slow learners. There's the Kedusha is dull. To get the same experience they get in 1 day, we need 2 days. We feel that. Seder, Pesach Seder. You don't really get into it. You don't absorb the Pesach experience until you go have a double Seder. And there it is shown, there's an intensity. And we all can relate to this to a certain degree. We can relate to it certainly in when you're walking in the street and going to a taxi, the intensity. But there's an intensity of Kedusha that you can get the experience in 1 day, and Chutz Liaretz you need a double dosage. That's true when it comes to a Yom Tov Min HaTorah. Because the Kedusha comes from above. Hashem sends down Kedusha to this world. You live in the Holy Land, the source of Kedusha, so you'll get it in 1 day. In Chutz Liaretz, there's something called Sveika Diyoma. You need to have a double dosage to get the full experience. Chanukah, the Kedusha is not coming from above. Chanukah, we create the Kedusha. The Chashmonaim, they went to fight. They were Meiser Nefesh. They were Mespalel. They created that Kedusha. It's us. It's our doing. It's the Kedusha that's made by human beings. Every year when it comes to the Chanukah experience, there's no difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Liaretz. The same way you can get it in 8 days in Chutz Liaretz, in Eretz Yisrael, you can get it in 8 days in Chutz Liaretz. You're the one who makes the Kedusha. There's no favoritism. There's no double dosage in Eretz Yisrael that you can intensify quicker than in Chutz Liaretz. Yeah.
I can look at it a different way. The historical event,
yes,
placed.
So what?
So therefore it's more intense there.
That's what we're saying now. We're saying that's the Chassidus Shavar. I hear what you're saying, but this is a Chassidus Shemahalich. That this Kedusha is something which, it's not tangible. You can't. It's a metaphysical type of idea. In Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha, biblical holidays, Hashem sends Kedusha. Rabbinical holidays, we create the Kedusha. If you're creating, it doesn't make a difference where you are, you get the same experience. Okay, this is another Mahalach. I think the B'nai Soskar says this idea of why there is no Sveika D'Yoma.
Those Hasidim,
yeah?
One day you'll do it.
What?
Those Hasidim are coming from America, Israel.
Yeah.
They hold 1 day then.
Well, that's another issue. That's a big machlokes. They're two different schools of thought. That's a big machlokes. That's a hot issue.
But if they're giving that as the excuse,
no, that's another. This halacha. That's a whole different. It's a different issue.
Came up with this, not this particular.
Yeah.
Okay, so that pretty much concludes the main. Now I want to tell you another wild idea. Okay, a wild idea. We do have a ninth day. I do have a ninth day. Have a wonderful day. Take care. We do have a ninth day. You know what the ninth day is? Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the ninth day of Chanukah. The MS, first of all, Tisha B'Av, but in essence, is only a Yom Tov in Chutz Liaretz. It doesn't exist in Eretz Yisrael. You know why? Because the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. There is no Eretz Yisrael. The Jewish population picked God. The definition of Golus is we are here in Chutz Liaretz and we're not in Eretz. It's okay. Of course, today we have come back and we're living. But the essence of Tisha B'Av is a Moed. Kora Olai Moed, no Tachnon. It's a celebration to a certain degree. Mizmar Le'osof, Bohu Goy Benachalosi. Doesn't say Kino, it's a Chazal. Doesn't say Kino Le'osof. Doesn't say a lament for Osof. But a song, HaKadosh Baruch Hu poured out his anger on Eitzim V'Avonim and allowed Klal Yisrael to survive. The miracle of Chanukah took place where? In Eretz Yisrael, in the Beis HaMikdash. Tisha B'Av is a Yom Tov for Chutz Liaretz. What is Tisha B'Av? The ninth day of Av. Why the ninth day? Of course, so it's the Kal happened to work out. Happened to work out 3 weeks, Shabbos V'Tamas. But there's some significance in that it's the ninth. What's the ninth? Why the ninth? Because the ninth comes after eight. And what is the eight? What is the eight that the nine is alluding to? I'm the ninth day of Av. Why am I the ninth day of Av? What am I coming to pick up upon? The 8 days of Chanukah. Because the ninth day, Tisha B'Av, is a celebration that Klal Yisrael has survived. What we really celebrate on Tisha B'Av, it's a celebration. We discussed this. It's a day of mourning. The Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. But through the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael has survived. That's exactly what happened in the time of the Yavanim. The Yavanim, there was 3 years. In the miracle of Chanukah is a Churban, the survival of the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael. Now we think when children, they tell you Chanukah, oh, there was a Beis HaMikdash and the old world was Tameh, so you think there was a beautiful Beis HaMikdash, everything was fine and good, and the oil was contaminated, and they needed more oil, they ran short. There was a shortage, like there's no gasoline, you can relate to it, like you tell the children, just like there's no gasoline on the streets, so there was no oil, and the miracle was you filled up your car with oil, and the car lasted for 8 days. Now, everything else is the same. There's electricity and there's food and there's yeshiva. Business as usual. It just so happens the gasoline in the car lasted 8 times more than it would have ordered than it should have. That's not the way it was. For 3 years, the Beis HaMikdash was choraf. It was a ghost town. It was filled with hoodlums. They destroyed the offering. There were homeless people living in the Beis HaMikdash. They were doing disgusting things there. The Beis HaMikdash was a shell. The building existed, but it was dirty, it was filthy, it was filled with Avodah Zarah, squatters, people doing the strangest things. It took 3 years for the Jewish people to come back and take it and to rededicate it, to conquer, take back the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash survived. It survived the celebration of the survival of the Beis HaMikdash. To a certain degree, Tisha B'Av is the same thing. We're also celebrating, I told you, it's a little bit raw. You have to work out the ideas. It's also a renewal and a celebration of our survival in difficult circumstances. Now, according to Beis Shammai, what do you start with? 8 candles. What's the ninth day? 0 candles. What happened on Tisha B'Av? The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Ner went out. There are 0 candles. You go down. It's the ninth, but we still celebrate. It's still a moment. We fast, we mourn, but we also, even though all the candles are out, we're still here. What there is on the menorah, the truth is there really is a ninth candle. What's the ninth candle? The Shamus. Does the Shamus have Kedusha? Yes and no. It doesn't have real Kedusha, but it lit up all the other Neros. Tisha B'Av is the celebration of the Shamus. There's no Kedusha. We're in Chutz Liaretz. We're in Chutz Liaretz. Mikdash Ma'at. It's not the real thing, but it's the same light. It's the light that kindles the other Neros. It's the light that's come from the other Neros. It's the celebration of the Shamish. It's the ninth day. There is some parallels. Why do we celebrate a second day? Sveika Diyom. What is the Sveika Diyom? What does the Chazal say about a Safek? Ein Simcha kehataras ha-sveikas. There's no greater Simcha than the resolution of doubt. That means, when there is Safek, there's no greater Tsar. What's the greatest sign for Klal Yisrael? The Churban Beis HaMikdash. Tisha B'Av is the Sveika Diyoma of Chanukah. Chanukah is the building, the renewal of the Beis HaMikdash. The Chanukah Sabayis. The greatest Simcha, the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechinah in its full glory. But there's a ninth day of Chanukah. The ninth day of Chanukah is the Sveika Diyoma. And what's the Sveika Diyoma? the greatest tsar possible when that Mikdash is not where it's meant to be. The ninth implies it's coming after the eight. So there is this connection between two. So Sach HaKadosh, I think we've gone to like six, seven different reasons. It's a fascinating topic. There should be 9 days. There should be 9 days of Hanukkah. It's a good kasha. It's not people that laugh. Oh, I laugh. It's nothing to live about. And the answer is we have a lot of fascinating mahalchim which open up the inyan of why we don't have 9 days of Hanukkah. Right. Have a wonderful day.